to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, pop culture, political, whatever items you have you think they might have some value, give us a call at 312-332-3776. And we'll try to give you our best estimate of what we think they might go for in a current auction. Prices can change. You never know, especially on some of this newer stuff. But you just never know. But we'll try to give you an estimate of what they could go for. And we are giving away. Last week's winner didn't get the prize. So we're giving away two boxes this week. Vince Clemente, what are we giving away?
We're going to give away 2013 Topps Football Magic and 2014 Leaf Legends of Golf. And even if you're out of state, if you're picked the winner, I'll send it to you via Brown or FedEx. We'll get it to you.
You really are.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Compliments of this show.
So that Leaf Legends of the Link Golf is pretty cool. They've got, there's usually a scorecard autograph and a cut signature in every box of that. I've got one on my T-Crown Tom eBay right now. It's signed. It's an Arnold Palmer scorecard. He was the contestant, and it's signed by him and then the guy he golfed with, Jay Siegel, sign the other side. Each one has a double sign because they have the guy who checks it over to make sure it's correct, I guess, on the scorecards in any tournament. And they usually say what tournament it's from. Tiger Woods is in there, Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, I've opened up a few of those
boxes
cool.
Here.
Yeah. I like it.
Ernie, I've got one of Ernie L's on eBay right now, so it's pretty cool. And then Huggins.
Is there a Vince Clemente, Tom Morgan scorecard in there?
One of these days, yeah, Bill. We're going to get there.
A 128 and a 109. Yes, and Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions. The auction for April starts in another month, March 31st, but I noticed you already have the previews up on the HugginsandScott.com website. One item that I was looking at, the Daryl Jackson 2005 NFC champion Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl XL ring. I gotta like that.
He actually came into my offices last Wednesday or Thursday, and brought me the ring, and we talked for a while, brought his son in.
Wow, very cool.
Real nice kid, and he just told me, he said, Bill, I could never wear this thing. He said, we were second place.
Yeah, right. You know, that's true when you think about it, but somebody's going to really want that. That's neat. Now, that's a great story.
It's the only Seahawk ring out there right now.
Yeah. Where did he say, is he living in your area now?
I believe he's in Northern Virginia somewhere, yeah.
Okay, yeah, very cool. And then there's a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle rookie card graded SGC 35, which is a 2.5. That's not bad. You know, for somebody who wants to get a nice-looking Mantle rookie card that doesn't go for over $100,000, a 2.5, not a bad-looking card.
No, not at all. That's a clean looking, nicely centered and everything. No creases, really. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. So we'll be talking about some more of the items throughout this show and throughout the month. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with your question about the value of an item, and you'll get in the drawing for the Legends of the Lynx golf box and the Topps Magic football box. And Vince Clemente from ERC Delivery, they'll deliver it free of charge wherever you might be. Now, I was watching last night. Of course, I watched. We actually took the train in last night because the weather was bad, and we stayed in Chicago. And all the Blackhawk fans on the train, it was really pretty cool. And then you get to Union Station, and there's Hawks jerseys all over the place. And we watched some of the game. It turned into kind of a blowout, so we stopped watching it. And I was watching some of Kansas playing Oklahoma State they're good. I like to watch college basketball mainly to see who I think's going to be a good pro. I really don't care who wins the college basketball stuff, but I always look at it for the draft purposes, who might be valuable in the cards when they come out. And Kansas has two guys, and Oklahoma State has Marcus Smart, but with Wiggins and this Joel Embiid, the center for Kansas, with all the talk about Wiggins or Jabari Parker going number one, I'm thinking, man, this Embiid is long, coordinated. He's good. I don't know if I needed a center. I don't know how I could pass him with the number one pick. And then I just went to NBADraft.net to see how they had him ranked, and they've moved him up to number one. I mean, if you have a good center, I love Jabari Parker. I mean, just he just has a instinct for the game. But, boy, a big guy like Embiid, that would be a tough one to pass up in the draft. There's so many good guys. This is going to be a great year for basketball cards after this draft. It should be really interesting to see.
Embiid is he's 7 feet 250, so he's pretty solid. So
he's solid.
Going to be a presence in the middle.
And he did a move last night where he ended up going pretty much full court with the ball and did like a little move because he kind of had to, and it just developed. He went all the way and scored, and it's like, whoa, that's some coordination there. And when he's getting the low post, he gets his wingspan out there. I mean, he's got a chance. I really think I can't think of a better center to come out than Dwight Howard, at least. And I don't know, maybe he's got potential maybe to be better than Dwight Howard, because I think he's longer and maybe.
Yeah, when do they typically put out some of the cards for some of these guys coming out of college? When's their first...
Get them quickly this summer. You know, they might even be able to get press pass out before the draft, but typically within a month or two after the draft, they get guys out there. Now, it's different this year with Panini as the only, you know, the last few years they're the only licensed product, but like Topps used to come out early right after the draft. But they're talking about this being the deepest draft since LeBron's year, so it's going to be really interesting. And then in football, we've got all these quarterbacks that could be first-rounders, which is the best thing for card collectors, so it should be interesting. All right, we've got Cliff from Mount Greenwood on the line. Tell us what you have there, Cliff.
Hi, Tom and Bill. I've got two items for you. First of all, Ted Williams, when he was finished playing, wrote a book called The Science of Hitting. It came out in 1967, and around 1972, I went to a baseball clinic. I was a high school baseball coach at the time, and I had a chance to talk to Ted, and he was nice enough to autograph the inside front cover. His autograph is very distinctive, very beautiful handwriting. So that's one item.
Is it a first edition of the book?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now, Bill, what difference does that make? Does that make a big difference for a Ted Williams item to have a first edition of his book, or because it's not, you know, a really hugely famous book, it wouldn't make that much difference in the value?
Oh, no, Tom, you're correct. It does. First editions and having the dust jacket is also two key factors in determining the value and hence the sellability of it. And, I mean, I think we've had that book in our auction before on several different occasions. And it'll get between, $400 and $700, somewhere in that range, just depending on how nice it looks. But, Cliff, you're right, Ted Williams had a real classy signature.
He really did, yeah. What else do you have, Cliff?
Yeah, the other one, and I know you guys have talked about it a couple times, back in my day when I was a young teenager, around 1960, we would buy one of these autograph books. They had zippered up. Usually the kids got them to get autographs of their fellow classmates when they were graduating from eighth grade or high school or whatever. And I would take that to the ballpark, and I just inventoried it a little while ago, and I've got a total of 83 autographs in there. Now, some of them are from people from Chicago Roller Derby and professional bowlers and Globetrotters as well, Goose Tatum, Showboat Buckner,
cool,
and so forth. But with the baseball players, I've got a lot of Cubs and Sox. For example, with the White Sox, back around 59 and 60, I've got Sherman Lawler, Harry Dorish, Dick Donovan, Minnie Minoso, Nellie Fox, Louis Aparicio, Chico Carrasquel. Ray Schalk, also the Hall of Fame catcher,
yeah,
for the
cool
White Sox. He used to own the bowling alley in Evergreen Park called
really?
Evergreen Towers. Yeah.
Huh.
And I was a little kid and used to bowl over there, and I'd see him every Saturday morning come in behind the counter and pull out a couple of cigars for himself.
That's one of the cool things about those autograph books from the old days is there's a story behind a lot of those autographs where, you know, now that's a, I never knew that. That's a really cool story. That's a cool book.
Yeah, well, let me tell you the best one.
Okay.
The best one is around 1959 or 60, I went to the old Comiskey Park for a an old-timers game, which, of course, they don't have anymore. But back then, I caught two fellas who were walking together side by side up the ramp after the game, and they were nice enough to sign, and they both signed on the same page. And like Ted Williams, they both had distinctive handwritings. And wait till you hear this. The two names back-to-back were Gabby Hartnett and Rogers Hornsby.
Oh, very nice. Wow.
Now, Roger Hornsby played his last game in 1937, so around 59 or 60, he would have been around 64 years old. Now, I can't recall just how much of a part he played in that game. Perhaps it was more honorary than anything
else.
I
bet he could still hit it at that age.
Yeah, the good old Raja, that's right.
That's right. Now that, like Bill was saying in the past, that would be a great book for a card company that likes to have cut signatures in their products, especially a multi-sport company. Any estimates without seeing it, Bill, on a book with some of those big names in it?
Well, I mean, when you put Hornsby and Hartnett and Schacht and all those guys in there, you hit the $1,000 mark already, and plus what, based on who else is in there. Like I said, Cliff, those are beautiful items for our auction because, as Tom was mentioning, the three or four card companies always spend $10,000 to $20,000 in every one of our auctions bidding on those items so that they can, unfortunately, you know, cut them up and put them in their product. But then they're ended up in hands of people who will treasure them for the rest of their life in a different form than you put it together.
Sure. And incidentally, I've also got Robin Roberts when he was pitching for the Phillies. And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he just passed away a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'd love to put it into the auction. Could you give me the address of your place in Naperville? I think that's where you're at, isn't it?
Well, Bill Huggins is in just outside of Washington, D.C., but if you could call Bill and get the details to send the item to
Cliff,
him.
Cliff, if you wanted to give me a call during the week this week, if you've got a pen, it's real easy. It's toll-free. It's 866.
Okay.
462.
Okay.
2273. Give me a call anytime this week, roughly 11 to 6, provided I can get in with the snow you're sending us.
Okay, I'll do that, Bill.
And then, Cliff, I'm Triple Crown in Naperville, where I'm there 6 days a week, so you can stop in T-Crown anytime. If you just want to stop in and talk, go ahead.
Sure, I'll do that. As soon as the weather breaks, I'm here around Oak Lawn.
I think that's sometime in June.
That's right.
Every week I say, okay, we got to be over the hump now, but I'm telling you, this week we're over the hump. That's a Hey Cliff, are you a Cubs or a Sox fan now? A Sox
actually a Cub fan.
Okay, we were just talking. Did you see anything of the game where in the new spring training park for the Cubs?
Gee, no, I haven't.
Yeah, they did what I think is actually a very smart thing. They set their new spring training park to be as much like batting in Wrigley Field as you could get it. They have the same hitting background. They made the distances of the gaps and things the same as Wrigley Field, only they backed them up a little bit because the air's lighter in Arizona. The ball travel a little farther. And even I noticed I had the game on, I think it was Thursday or Friday, but around the seventh inning, the shadows started coming across between home plate and the pitcher's mound, just like at Wrigley Field in a game, which I thought, you know, this is actually, you know, maybe the Cubs actually are doing some things that are smarter right now. So I thought that really makes sense to set that up and give the young guys, especially, the feel of Wrigley as close as you can in spring training before they get there.
You know, it's kind of nice to hear a compliment for us Cub fans coming from a White Sox fan as you are. That's kind of nice,
right?
Tom. Thanks.
And they do have some good young talent, it looks like. So maybe they're moving in the right direction. I don't know. If I'm a Cubs fan, I'd be pretty frustrated, but you just have to keep holding out hope, I guess.
We do.
All right, it's time for a short break now. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins at Scott Auctions. We're on from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning, and you can give us a call with your question about your value of your sports collectible, pop culture, political item, whatever, and you'll get in a drawing. For this week, we're giving away a box of Leaf Legends of the Lynx golf and a Topps Magic football box. So give us a call at 312-332-3776 and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have if you think they might be valuable. Now, you can also, in addition to calling at 312-332-3776, you can also tweet me a question. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom. Jonathan sent a few things to me, and a couple of them we can actually talk about on the show. One of them, I thought this was kind of interesting. It's a Blu-ray set of the Indiana Jones movies signed by Harrison Ford. I guess he won this on an internet contest. Bill, have you had anything like that in a Huggins and Scott auction? Any movie set signed by Harrison Ford?
I do not think so, Tom. We've had movie lobby cards and movie posters, and we've actually had some props from some movies that we have sold in our auctions, but I don't remember anything signed by Harrison Ford.
I think his autographed items are pretty valuable. I know he gets a card in, I think he was in Pop Century a couple years ago that went for $300 or $400. I would think this would be a few hundred, wouldn't you think, Bill?
On its worst day, yeah.
Yeah. Now, would that be an item you would take in a Huggins and Scott?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Jonathan from Twitter, if you want to send that to Huggins and Scott, the number is 866-462-2273. Very cool. And my Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. So send me an item and I'll get all choked up about it. Troy from Watsika's on the line. What do you have there, Troy?
I've got a Dennis Rodman autographed basketball.
It's not a North Korean basketball, is it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Good. I don't think that's helping Rodman's values at all, some of that crazy stuff he's been doing lately, but I would think his basketball would still be, I don't know, probably around $150 or so. How's it authenticated?
I actually had him sign in person at an ESPN event, so I'd actually have to get it graded and all of that nature.
Was that one of those Lunch with the Legends things?
It was, actually.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I collect Hall of Fame NBA autographs, and one of my customers picked up a Charles Barkley Fleer rookie the same year as the Michael Jordan rookie and had Barkley sign it at the Lunch with the Legends. That's actually one of my favorite items. I really like that. So, yeah, that's cool. That's a neat thing that ESPN does, actually.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Troy. Next on the line, we have Mike from Geneva. Has a signed ball from one of my favorite baseball players. Tell us what you have, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good. Hello.
A few years back, I had an uncle pass away, and my aunt asked my son, did he want his baseballs? My son said, sure, you know, just a kid at the time. And she sent a box, and, you know, there was probably 80 balls in them, and probably 79 of them were junk. You know, the rubber-coated Colorado Rockies opening day one, and then the wooden ones that you can put in standing order. But all of a sudden, he's digging through the box and runs over to the computer, and he said, Dad, come here, and he has a ball that is signed by both Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. It's in the plastic case, and all of his stuff was like that. I don't know nothing about conditions, but it's in good condition. But it's just those two, and out of everything, it's just one that at least you'd want to keep on a shelf.
It's a cool combo. They played together for a long time. It's probably, they're both not that tough of signatures. It's probably in the $100 range, but talking about Whitey Ford and signed baseballs, we had him as guests on the show a few years ago, a couple of times actually, and he was a great storyteller. And two quick things, he loved Yogi Berra, And we were talking about the top catchers of all time, and he goes, hey, you know, Yogi Berra has the whole stigma with being the goofy guy with the goofy comments or whatever. I'll take him over any catcher in history, Johnny Bench, anybody. He said he, you know, clutch and one of the best clutch hitters for any catcher ever. But then another, which I thought was a great story, Whitey Ford was actually a collector, and he said one year in spring training, a Secret Service agent came in and was looking to see, to find Whitey Ford. And he's like, uh-oh, what did we do? It turned out that President Kennedy's father wanted to meet Whitey Ford, Mickey Mantle, Tony Kubek, and Yogi Berra, I think, were the four guys. And he had already had the stroke, so he couldn't really talk, but they told stories. And Mr. Kennedy nodded and, you know, like laughed. And when they were getting ready to leave, Whitey asked him, he goes, I know this is asking a lot, but do you think there'd be any possible way if you could get me a dozen single sign baseball of President Kennedy?
And
he nodded his head and was like, yes. And I don't know, a month or two later, a dozen single sign JFK baseballs show up at Whitey Ford's place. So Whitey kept three and gave three to each of the four other guys. Well, in the early 90s, Whitey said he's reading Sports Collector's Digest and he sees somebody selling a JFK single sign ball for like 35 grand. So Whitey goes, I get on the phone, I call him up. I go, guys, you got to find those baseballs. He goes, Yogi's still up in the attic looking for them. I guess they all let their kids play with them. And the only one, Whitey Ford kept one that I guess was a beautiful baseball. Whether he still has it now, I don't know. But can you imagine a dozen single sign JFK balls? Unbelievable.
That's great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Al from Tinley Park. What do you have there, Al?
All right. I'm working on a trade with somebody. And
oh, here we go. I love all this.
Right. All right. And it's an odd item. I mean, the item itself is great. They're the original Jordan, Air Jordan shoes, Upper Deck Authenticated, signed by Michael. But the catch is they're a size 5.
5?
Yeah, I think I could hang them from my rearview mirror in my car. So, you know, I know what the full-size ones go for, but this is touchy.
Now, where did those come from?
They're UD authentic, you know, UD authenticated, and from working at the Michael Jordan basketball camp when he would sign stuff for the coaches and such.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass that one right to Bill. What do you think,
Bill? We've sold Jordan signed shoes, Al, but I've never sold size 5 Jordan signed shoes.
Yeah, huh.
I know. That would be a
first. The Jordan shoes and all that sell for a couple $1,000s, signed shoes. However, the uniqueness of what you have, I don't know, could be something that enamors a few of our bidders, and they may not stop bidding for a while.
I mean, I would think, I'd like to think probably realistically half, maybe 800 to 1,000.
That's probably a good guess, and then if it does do better, then you'd just be happy with it. Now, is that what you're trying to trade for, or you're trying to trade those away?
No, a friend of mine's trying to trade me those, and I just don't know if they're
I see why you're lowballing it then, Al. I get where you're coming from, and then you can say, yeah, see, they said on the radio.
You're a smart man, Tom.
Then we get a call next week saying, you know.
Yeah, right. No, that would be a neat item. And Bill, you would definitely take those in a Huggins auction, correct?
Oh, absolutely. That would be a great item, Al, if you ever decide you want to part with those.
Especially,
well, that's one of those things, if I do get them, I'd probably flip them just because they're a size 5.
Well, that, you know where you can sell them. And, you know, being Upper Deck authenticated, you know they're good. For Jordan stuff, that's the best.
Yes. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck, Al. Next on the line, we have Pat from Palatine. This sounds like a neat item. Tell us what you have there, Pat.
Well, I've got an old picture of the Chicago Cubs National League Ball Club in 1930, and it's actually 14 pictures of each player on top, and there's 14 pictures of each player on the bottom, and it's compliments of Blue Ribbon Malt, America's biggest seller. So it's kind of hard to read some of the autographs, but it starts out with Brock and Bell and Blair and... And then it goes to Gabby Hartnett all the way across to Hornsby, and it's got every single player from the Chicago Cubs National League Ball Club in 1930. So
I've never seen those, Bill. Have you seen what he's talking about here?
No. How big is this thing?
Well, I was afraid you're going to ask that. I guess think of it as a it's long. it's a, almost like a long picture. My dad worked, had his company called Sheffield Construction, and Gabby Hartnett had a brother that had an office and a shop there. So my dad had the company there, and this picture hung on the wall. So think of it as, you know, I don't know how...
Almost like a panoramic photo?
No.
Like a long one like that where...
Yeah, it's a big, yeah, there's 14, the Chicago Cubs National League Ball Club in 1930, and then in alphabetical order, there's each player there, so there's 14 separate pictures.
Okay.
Gabby Hartnett's got a ball in his hand, what's the other guy? I can't hardly read it. Roger Hornsby, Hank Williams is the very last guy in the bottom right-hand corner, so there's 14 little pictures on top of each player.
Is it in good shape?
Yeah, it's very good shape. I put it in a frame when my dad gave it to me.
Yeah, cool. Now, is there any
way... Does it have the advertisement for the place on it somewhere?
No. It has compliments. It's got Chicago Cubs, National League Ball Club in 1930, and then underneath it says compliments of Blue Ribbon Malt.
That's what I meant. Yeah, oh, it's so
America's
it does mention
biggest,
that on
America's
it.
Biggest okay. seller. Yeah.
That's cool. What do you think, Billy? Could you even give an estimate on that?
1,000 or more, 2,000 possibly. It depends. I'd love to see it before I could totally answer that question, but that'd be the fact that it does is attributed to the malt Blue Ribbon or whatever, that's gigantic as far as our collectors go, because as opposed to just a generic, this was specified to a certain company that did an advertisement for the Cubs back then, and the fact that is it signed by everybody?
Yeah, every single player. Again,
I'm
a big Sox fan, so I don't know some of these older guys, but Lynn Nelson and Bob Osborne. It's just alphabetical order.
That'd be a beautiful item for our audience.
Charlie Root's on there, the guy that gave up the called shot to Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then the guy sitting, I can't read the guy sitting next to him.
Well, can any way you can take a picture and tweet it to me so our listeners could see it? Are you on Twitter, Pat?
No, I'm not on Twitter.
Or if you can if you can email it, tom@tcrowntom.com, email it, and I'll get it on during the week or something. And then if you want to sell it in the Huggins and Scott auction, call Bill Huggins at 866-462-2273. That would be fun to watch and see. Who knows what that would go for? That could go for some bucks.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you throw the email to me again and see if I could take a picture with my phone and send it to you?
Okay, my email is tom@tcrowntom.com, okay? My website's tcrowntom.com, And send it to me, and I'll tweet it and so our listeners can see it, and then we'll talk about it again next week maybe.
I enjoy your show. I very seldom can get in, so I was kind of surprised. So
yeah, very good, Pat.
After shoveling the snow, it was good to come in and sit down.
Yeah. You know, with all this snow, there's only one way to look at it. It's like a punch to the gut with the snow, a punch to the gut with the below zero. All you can say is,
thank you, sir, man.
And keep going along with it. That's Vince brought up that line today we were talking about. I don't even know, or earlier this week, I don't know what we were talking about, but Vince brought up that line. And I go, we got to use that for something.
This whole winter has been that way.
It's you get knocked down, you come back up, you get knocked right back down again. It's incredible.
Yep.
All right, next on the line, we have Ray from Roselle. Tell us what you have there, Ray.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I've got a Eric Lindros rookie jersey.
Actual game-worn jersey?
Yeah, game-worn. I have a lot of game-worn jerseys.
How'd you get the rookie jersey?
Well, I used to work for a certain hockey team here.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you were able to legally get these jerseys, Ray?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, legally. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you thinking of selling any of these? Because these are great auction items if it's all legit.
Yeah, it's all legit. And, there's a certain way of telling that it is legit. Another guy used to sign it besides Eric. And, the only one who knows that is the guy with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Very cool. Bill, you obviously would be very interested in game-worn jerseys, a Lindros rookie jersey. At one time, when he first came up, he was the hottest guy in hockey. You know, the big monster guy could score. Concussions really set his career back. But what do you think, Bill?
Oh, like you said, he was as hot as it got when at one point. And, gosh, Ray, I don't know that I have an exact number on something like that. I have not seen an Eric Lindros rookie year jersey sale, but, you know, and I'm not really sure on his popularity right now. I mean, the thing could go for, I don't know, $1,000 to $5,000 or more. You know?
I think he's still he still has a pretty good following, actually. Not like he did at one point, but I think he still has a good following. Are you thinking of selling some of those jerseys, Ray?
Oh yeah, I just sold one for like $11,000, and I was just wondering some of these other ones. I'm going through, and that's like photos too. I've got, you know.
Well, maybe what you should do is call Bill Huggins during the week, and you can go over some of that stuff with him and see if you guys can work something out.
Yeah, 866-462-2273.
That's it, Bill Huggins.
That's it, Ray. Yeah, give me a call during the week. I'll be happy to revisit some of this stuff.
Yeah, that's some great stuff. Okay, it's time for another short break here, folks. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible, whether it's sports, pop culture, or political, and we're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We'll try to answer your questions. Hang in there, and we'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions.
The Great Bam!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles or what you think might be a collectible, whether it's sports, pop culture, political, whatever. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. And if we use your question on the show, we'll put you in the drawing. We're giving away this week a box of Leaf Legends of the Lynx golf and a box of 2013 Topps Magic football. That, Vince, tell the listeners how they'll get this if they win.
All right, we're going to announce the winner at the end of the show. And if you're the winner, email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience.
And it will be free of charge.
No charge. And if you're out of state and win, I'm still going to send it to you at no cost to you.
I can't believe you're doing that, Vince.
Well, if people are going to take the time to listen from out of state, the least we can do is send them.
There you go.
A box if they're a winner.
Very nice. Okay, Vince Clemente. Next on the line, we have the Riverview guy is on this week. Been waiting. What's up, Riverview guy? What do you have this week?
It's in the hole. There you are. I've got it. I'm also AKA Eddie Diamond. I'm a professional singer on the side.
Oh, you do it all.
Oh, yeah. I do 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and I do Neil Diamond, too. I have a couple of Neil Diamond Garland porcelain figures. They were a limited edition, and they're signed by Neil Diamond. And he did write a lot of songs for a lot of groups, especially the Monkees. He did
I'm a Believer,
and Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. And,
don't the Red Sox have him? Is that Neil Diamond that comes in and sings with them a lot? Bill, is there any value to Neil Diamond's stuff?
Oh, absolutely. He's a pop culture icon, I mean, for lack of a better way to say it. And his stuff is very sought after. I mean, he's still alive, so I'm sure his autographs are still available, but we've had some items of his have done very, very well.
Okay, next on the line we have Lee from Lake County. Well, tell us what you have there, Lee.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I talked to you, Tom, off the air, and then followed up with a phone call from Bill about four VitaVision photographic plates.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I was wondering if in the intervening time, since I emailed you the photographs, you'd had an opportunity to see or hear about anything else like that.
You know, I haven't.
Lee, I've found nothing.
Yeah.
It's one of a kind. It's one of a kind. And they're virtually nothing to compare it to.
So you really, it'd be hard to estimate what you think they might go for then, huh, Bill?
No, yeah, there's no guess. It's just the world will tell us what it's worth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, these were the coolest looking pictures. The email Lee sent me, it was four different players. Let's see, it was Bill Vec, the owner, who ended up being the White Sox owner, and then it was Lou Boudreau, Ted Williams,
and Hal Newhouser
with Detroit. And you couldn't, I guess these actually in person are 3D, right, Lee?
They are 3D when you put them into the light box.
I'll tell you, they look cool just in pictures. I can't even imagine what they'd look like in 3D. It sounded like your dad had the idea of making some pretty big thing here, and it kind of fell apart when there were some labor problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So these were made in 1949 and destined to be put into light boxes and store display windows in St. Louis, Boston, New York, Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago. But it didn't fully get implemented because of the labor difficulties at the plant down in Kentucky. So, anyway, this is, there are only four of them that I'm aware of. I'd like to see if we could, if I could show them in person to you. And I know, I think Bill was going to be in Chicago in March.
For the Sun-Times show in 3 weeks, correct, okay, Bill?
Yes, Lee, we'll be there. I know I've got on my calendar to call you that week, and hopefully we can set up a time to meet.
I'd like to do it. Enjoy the show, fellas, and look forward to seeing you later this month.
All right, very good. Those are real. I can't even imagine what they'd look like in 3D. It's so, just these full color photos of these guys in their prime is really cool in itself. And in 3D, I can't even imagine
how large are the photos.
They're 11 by 14 inches, and then you slide them into the light box, and the light behind it projects out the 3D image.
Wow.
That sounds cool. From the late 40s, think about that. That is really neat. So hopefully Bill and Lee can work something out, and we can see what those would go for in an auction. Really cool items. Okay, next on the line, we have Jim from Tinley Park. What do you have there, Jim?
Good morning, gentlemen. Actually, a two-part kind of question. I've got a football signed by 30 members of the 85 Bears. No Peyton. It does have Duerson. I do have Mike Ditka on there, Hampton, Dent, so the other Hall of Famers, no Singletary, but a lot of the other big name guys.
Not having Walter on there hurts it a lot,
okay.
But it still has value to it. How much less value do you think, Bill?
Well, that's kind of like somebody giving you a birthday cake with no icing and no candle.
Yeah,
You take Peyton and Singletary off that, and
Durson and Ditka, those are good.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I was at an event, and my boss was with me. He said, there's another guy over there, and took it over there, and it was signed by Jared Peyton. He put J. Peyton 34 on it. Does that hurt it even more because he's not a member of the Bears, or being Walter's son? What might
that
do?
I don't think that hurts it that much. I mean, he's Walter's son.
He's well known. Normally, you wouldn't want to get anybody else like that, but I think getting Jared on there doesn't hurt that. I think that actually might even help it a little. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Nice, Jim. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. You're going to have to call in quickly if you want to get in before 8. If you have a question about a sports collectible, political, or pop culture, give us a call and we'll try to answer your question. We've got Mick from Elmwood Park is on the line. What do you have there, Mick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
In the early 90s, Ultimate Original 6 put out a hockey set. And if you bought a box and you won a in each pack, I guess they had an entry for a contest, and they gave away different prizes, autograph sticks, stuff like that. And the prize I have is a set of cards that's autographed, and each card is embossed with a notary symbol, and it's got Bobby Hull, Ted Lindsay, Gump Worsley, Jeffrey on. It's like 80 cards that are signed.
Ooh, wow. 80 different cards, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's cool.
And it's got pretty much all the top players from that era, except Gordie Howe, but everybody else, Davey Keon, Lumley, Bauer.
Was this only the only set issued, Mitt?
I'm not sure of that. If there was multiple sets, it wasn't very many, you know.
This was a prize, a send-in thing, not something you could get in the packs, right?
Right, you would get a little booklet with an entry for a contest, and when you would open it up, it would tell you if you were a winner or not.
Well, this could be a home run then, guys, really. I'd love to, if you're interested in selling this thing, revisit this with you, because I've got guys who are looking for unique things like this, and Sometimes they may not even have known this thing existed because it's one of one.
Yeah, it's a really nice set. It's got, you know, really nice photographs of the players and stuff, and then there's special cards that are that feature some of the players where it's like a current day picture of them in a throwback uniform.
And it's already each card set is a little notarized, so it's
already got the seal on each one.
Oh, that's even better. Are you something you're looking to sell?
I don't think so. I just like a value on it.
Well, I tell everybody, like Tom does too, when people call in with items that they're not looking to sell. They are what are called worthless and priceless.
Yeah.
At the same time. But no, Nick, that thing is several thousand dollars or more easily.
Wow.
And yeah. If it is one of one, you may get into stupid money.
Yeah, but now Mick's thinking, maybe, I guess there's always the possibility. Well, you know how to contact Bill Huggins at Huggins & Scott, right, Mick, in case you decide you do want to sell it?
I do, and I listen every week. So.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks for listening, Mick.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You know, speaking of Ted Williams, when we were talking about that picture of him earlier, on the Huggins & Scott auction that starts March 31st, the April auction runs from the 31st through April 10th, I'll have to put a link of this on Twitter. There's a Ted Williams signed 1935 Herbert Hoover High School yearbook with that Ted Williams signed back in 1935. That is so cool. Now, I've seen yearbooks signed by celebrities before. I don't know if I've ever seen one from 1935. Any idea what that might go for, Bill?
No, I really don't. I haven't seen one before, and we've done other yearbooks of other players. We had Sammy Baugh's. I know we had Cal Ripken's and Wilt Chamberlain's yearbook and stuff like that. So they bring 800, 1200, 2000, somewhere in that range.
So it goes more than just like a cut signature would.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Especially that it's a period signature and not one that he did at a card show in the 90s, you know.
Very cool. Okay, next on the line we have Mike from Plainfield. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, I got a front row promo card, Derek Jeter autograph in a high school uniform.
Okay, well, the autograph helps that a lot.
Yeah, authentic autograph is numbered one of, I think, 5,000.
Now, was it signed back then, or did you get it signed later?
They sent it to me. They sent me a whole bunch of promo cards. It came autographed.
Okay, you'd have to make sure that's actually is signed by Jeter. You'd probably have to get that, like, JSA will authenticate autographs in Beckett holders. You might want to get that done, but I would think if that is an authentic autograph on that card, you'd probably be looking a few hundred dollars on that. Jeter stuff, since he's announced his retirement, Jeter stuff has gotten really hot, too. So, I mean, that's a great item if it is an authentic autograph. Michael from Hyde Park is on the line. What do you have there, Michael?
Yes, good morning. I have three Dave Durison signed football cards. One of them is a Notre Dame card.
Hmm. Now, I have never had a Durson sign. Vince, can you see anything on eBay of Durson? I don't remember ever seeing him sign for any of the card companies in the packs. So,
no, he signed it. He signed it for me.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is I don't think there's a ton of his signatures out there. And if that's the case, if you had those like a JSA authenticated or whatever, I think you might get some pretty good bucks for the three of those. I haven't seen any, so I don't know how much, but I would think at least $50 or $60 a card.
There's a few Durison autos on here on miscellaneous items.
Anything?
So around $45 to $55 is the range.
Nothing out of a card company, right, where they did it in the packs?
And none of them are authenticated in any way. So,
oh, yeah. You would definitely want to get those authenticated. And like I said, JSA will do that for and with Beckett, they've got a deal. Maybe look them up at the Sun-Times show in 3 weeks. Bill, JSA will be there, won't they?
Yeah, they're always there. And actually, I'm hoping possibly even if I can get Jimmy to join us, Vince, maybe you'd be picking up two of us to come down.
Oh, that would be
live.
Cool. That would
be
good.
More than happy to pick you guys up.
Okay, we've got time for at least one more call here. Jack from Naperville, sounds like you have a cool thing here. Jack, tell us what you have.
Yeah, about 25 years ago, I bought a sheet of paper, a cut. It's probably a couple inches by 3 or 4 inches, and it's framed with a picture of Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, and Tony Lazzeri, and this sheet of paper is signed by all three of them.
That's awesome. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I mean, you basically got a Ruth cut, a Gehrig cut, and a Lazzeri cut, and in which case they're all on the same thing. But Ruth cuts are 3,000 to 4,000, Gehrig cuts are 5,000 to 6,000, and Lazzeri's about 1,000. You're looking at 8,000 to 10,000 to 12,000 there.
Jesus. How would I? I don't have any authentication. I bought it a long time ago.
Well, it needs to get authenticated. We use JSA to authenticate the items for our auction, and if it does pass their authentication, that's the big hurdle before the payday.
Okay, so JSA would be the best person. I heard you earlier saying that they're good with Beckett-related stuff, or
they're good with authenticating items and stuff like that.
So let's say you wanted to put it in a Huggins and Scott auction. They'd get it authenticated by JSA. If it's authentic, then you'd be required to actually run it in a Huggins and Scott auction, and they would put it in for you if that's what you guys worked out and you decided to do.
Yeah, Jack, we could take care of getting it authenticated for you. That's not something you need to hunt them down. We see them all the time, but if you're interested in selling it, definitely, if you've got a pen, contact me during the week. My number is 866-462-2273. I'd be happy to revisit this with you, Jack.
Did you give I'm down in the basement, and I don't have a pen. Did you just give that phone number out 5 to 10 minutes ago?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I wrote that
very
down.
Good. We're coming towards the end. So great item. Nice one to finish on. Sorry, everybody else who's waiting. We're not going to be able to get anybody else on. Time to do the drawing for the boxes. Leaf Legends of the Link golf box and a Topps Magic football box. Vince Clementi, the winner.
Is going to be Troy from Watsika.
Troy from Watsika. And
so email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you with the details.
Okay, so you have to tell Vince where to send the box, and free of charge, Vince
That's
will
right.
get it there to
That's
you.
Right.
ERC Delivery. They'll deliver anything almost, virtually
just,
anything.
Just about.
On-demand delivery. And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, their previews are just starting to get up on the HugginsandScott.com website, so you can check out some things. I think I just tweeted a link on my T Crown Tom Twitter ID to that. I did, to the Ted Williams signed yearbook, and also to the Daryl Jackson NFC Championship ring. So check those out. Adam Abdallah, another great job this week. Okay, folks, I'm telling you, we're over the hump. Chicagoans, the spring is right around the corner.
I hope so.
It has to happen. It has to be soon. Check out tcrowntom.com, HugginsandScott.com, and ercdelivery.com. And then have a great week, everybody. Stay warm, and baseball season is upon us.